Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In the news today, police dismantled the Gaza Solidarity encampments on Library Mall. UWPD gave a 15-minute final warning to protesters to clear their tents around 7 a.m.
You are in violation of Chapter 18 of the UW Administrative Code.
Protesters were heard calling out administrators such as Chancellor Mnookin, Dean of Students Christina Olstad, and Chief of Staff Argyle Wade.
This is a violation. You are in violation of Chapter 18 of the UW Administrative Code, which prohibits camping on university property. Any supplies used for camping must be removed immediately.
Protesters also called into question who the police were truly protecting.
Who do you serve? What do you protect? Who do you serve? What do you protect?
Police eventually left the scene, leaving behind one intact tent. Tents are back up on Library Mall, and the Students for Justice in Palestine issued a statement on Instagram. Quote, "We stand strong and we remain committed to students' right to protest and the divestment from entities that profit from and further genocide," end quote. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. In local news, the suspect in the Mount Horeb active shooter threat is announced dead. Paige Stevenson has the story.
Authorities say the suspect in an active shooter threat for the Mount Horeb School District is dead on Wednesday, May 1st. Earlier today at 11:16 a.m., Mount Horeb schools went into a full lockdown after reported threats of an active shooter at their middle school. District authorities say the suspect was armed with a rifle but did not breach entry into the school. Witnesses recount seeing fleeing children, with many more remaining under lockdown. Students from the middle school were evacuated to an alternate site. The school district's security protocols are still not clear, but the district says the threat has been neutralized. No one was hurt except for the 14-year-old alleged assailant. FBI, state, and local partners remain in investigation, and there are currently no further details available. A vehicle associated with the suspect is also currently being searched for evidence by bomb technicians. Thank you to ABC News, Associated Press, and Channel 3000 for the story. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In national news, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem faces backlash for killing her dog. Oliver Gerhars has the story.
Post a picture with your dog that doesn't involve shooting them and throwing them in a gravel pit. That has been the messaging accompanying photos of U.S. politicians and their pets in a recent trend meant to criticize South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. In her soon-to-be-released book, Governor Noem writes that following a hunting trip where a family dog named Cricket had been misbehaving, she took her to a gravel pit and killed her, along with a family goat. This story has raised significant doubts as to whether or not Governor Noem is still a possible viable running mate for Donald Trump. Noem has tried to frame the story as an example of her willingness to make tough decisions. She said on X, formerly Twitter, quote, "As I explained in the book, it wasn't easy, but often the easy way isn't the right way," unquote. Despite Noem's intended interpretation, many across the political spectrum, especially on the left, have been critical. According to an experienced dog trainer, quote, "If you know a minuscule amount about a bird dog, you don't take a 14-month-old with untrained adult dogs and expect them to perform. That's not how it works," unquote. One conservative political commentator said, quote, "This story is not landing. It is not a facet of rural life or ranching to shoot dogs," unquote. Thanks to AP News for the story. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hee-Wan. With their backs up against the wall and facing playoff elimination, the Dame and Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks turned in one of their best performances of the season by taking down the Indiana Pacers 115-92. As a result, the Bucks became the first team in the history of the NBA to win a playoff game without their top two leading scorers. After the game, Coach Doc Rivers said that both Dame and Giannis are, quote, "very, very, very close," end quote, to playing Game 6 in Indiana tomorrow. A victory in Indianapolis in Game 6 would set up a winner-take-all Game 7 in Milwaukee. From WCM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesberg.
Thanks, Vince. Now onto the weather. We have an update from Vince Naiman.
Good afternoon, WSUM listeners. This is Vince Naiman here with your 5 and 6 p.m. weather forecast. Hopefully everyone is having a great day today. Temperatures out there right now, 67 degrees. Light south wind making it very comfortable, mostly sunny skies. We continue with this nice temps into tomorrow, but we do bring in some rain chances, thunder and lightning at times. That does continue into Friday with a high around 67. As we go into this weekend, though, very nice weekend, 60s, mid-60s. Mostly sunny skies. And as we go into next week, we could hit 70s for the first time since early March. This is Vince with WSUM Radio.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Wan Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.